Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome. We're going to be live here. I'm doing a get ready with me because my hair needs to be combed, and I haven't really gone live in a while. I feel like I haven't talked to my community in a while, so I just wanted to come on and get ready and chat about what's going on in the world, what's going on in the sky, you know, cultivate community in here. So if you're new here, my name is Stephanie, and I would love to know where you're tuning in from. I've got some green tea with nettle and honey, and yeah, I guess I just wanted to come on and do some reflecting with you while I got ready, so feel free to come and go. I don't know if I'm going to reshare this. I don't know if I will, possibly. But it's really just like an improv to hello and how are you and kind of drop into the moment. So this week we have the Libra full moon. I believe that it perfects tomorrow. Today is Monday, so that would be Tuesday. And this Wednesday I'm hosting a women's circle to celebrate and to tune into the magic of this Libra new moon or full moon. So with that being said, I've just been noticing a lot of patterns coming up around, creating more balance, like preparing for this Libra full moon and a full circle coming around to what was happening for us, 6 months ago during the Libra new moon and how we've really come around to understand what we were meant to learn at that time. We also have Mercury at the final degree of Aries today. So like communications in your life may be feeling pretty hot right now. There may be things that you feel charged up about to communicate or that you are on the edge of, you know, being more practical about or having more of a system with. Let me know in the chat if you, like, give me a one if you have something that you need, you want to say, but you're just, like, waiting to do it. Or give me a two if you are feeling, like, the courage to finally just speak up and do it. I personally am waiting to do some big communication tasks for tomorrow. Because Mercury in Aries versus Mercury in Taurus is a little less aggressive, intense, impulsive. So I would definitely recommend just like taking your time today and use this Mercury in Aries energy to get things done, to use that mental heat, that mental fire to gather all the things that are super and super important that you check in with. While the Mercury is still in Aries and Mercury moves into Taurus, our communications, our thoughts, like our perspective, our pace of how we approach things in our life is going to be much more grounded, much more steady, much more patient. So you can definitely look forward to creating under that energy and doing things in more of like a steady building way versus like feeling like there's this rush of information that has to get out or action that needs to be taken. It's just like really learning to slow down. And I feel like that's what the Libra full moon is all about, is really teaching us how we can create more balance in our life. By realizing like what we need to do in order to be steady, in order to be slow, in order to be, I mean, slow is not necessarily the dominant pace. It's just that there's this absence of rushing, you know, it's just like moving at the pace of things. So I'm going to see in the chat what's going on. So, hey, Chucho, struggling with my own thoughts. Yeah, so Mercury in Aries is the most, you know, aggressive. Aries is ruled by Mars, and Mars is a malefic planet. And, you know, Mars is the ruler of war. So in our minds, we could be going to war with ourselves and just really having a hard time recognizing like the war in the world in general. And, you know, how do we get our voices out in that kind of climate? And, yeah, just trying to be compassionate for life and for people, but also feeling frustrated. Mercury in Aries might feel frustrated or angry, needing to detox, needing to take space. But with this too, Mercury in Aries, Aries and Mars really, Aries is the yang expression of Mars. Mars is the god of war, but I've also heard my teacher, Nicole Casanova, refer to Mars as the god of sacrifice. And that really resonated with me because, like, we can choose to fight and we can choose to go to war over something and give our energy to something, but we're ultimately sacrificing ourselves when we do that. Or we can choose to like let the battle go and just sacrifice the battle, like put the stick down, put the worry down and really just take the action that you know is needed and keep moving with that action. Or maybe the action is to take no action as well, because we do have Mars in Cancer right now. And the action, it's like words can be so black and white or this or that, and it's hard to be specific without being ambiguous. So it's not that you're meant to do nothing right now because Mars is in Cancer. It's just that, you know, Mars in Cancer is in its, let's see, opposite Cancer. Yeah, so it's in its fall position in Cancer, which means that it doesn't really function at its best. Mars is the planet of action, and when it's in this emotional sign ruled by the moon, it can really cause us to think before we speak, and that's not a bad thing. So with Mars in Aries and Mercury, I'm sorry, Mars in Cancer and Mercury in Aries, the Mercury then is ruled by the Mars in Cancer, and the Mars in Cancer is ruled by the moon. So everything is very emotional right now, which is kind of why I wanted to come on live and just like, you know, take care of myself. Mars in Cancer, show you that I'm going to be oiling my hair and braiding it before I go to my office and do a lot of just like care for the space. You know, like that's what I mean by not maybe taking action on things. It's a bit of a delay until Mars moves into Taurus and then is ruled by Venus. And well, Venus is in Taurus. I don't know if I'll get off of Instagram if I move my phone to see. Yeah, but I believe Venus is in Taurus now. So Mercury in Taurus is going to be way sweeter than Mercury in Aries. Yeah, so if you're having trouble with the thoughts in your mind, just figure out what you can sacrifice, what you can let go of, instead of sacrificing the energy of your being to something that's not really worth it. You know, it might require setting a boundary. It might require saying no to something or taking space. But really, just life is so much about patience. I see a couple people hopping on, so I'm doing a get ready with me. Oh, hey, okay. Thank you for responding. Chucho. I'm trying to like say your name right. It's not that hard, but yeah. So, I mean, what also can be helpful in the face of difficulty is to think about like what you've learned in the last 6 months, because we are building up to a full moon, which is going to perfect, I think it's tomorrow. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Yeah, and this is why I give an ephemeris out to my community, because even me, like, I don't think it's necessary to, you know, obsess over the transits and what's happening and, you know, part of being an astrologer is being an intuitive and just like feeling the moment and not being so attached to what's going on paper. And then when you look at the paper, just like an oracle reading, right? Like you can't always like be with your cards, but you can come back to them and then have a realization of what's going on and the truth. So I have to braid my hair now. So I feel like I'm like my attention is split. So I'm gonna just focus on getting this braid in. I wanna open the floor if anybody has any questions about their birth chart, about a transit, anything like that, about life, any like illnesses you may be struggling with. I'm really open to supporting you. I know that the chat is public, but I think once the live is over, the chat goes away. Like you can't actually read it. So, yeah, it's nice to see the benefit of these devices and to connect and to reach out to each other. 'Cause like I feel your presence and you feel mine. I'm really looking forward to Mercury in Taurus though, because I just think that it's a very grounding energy. And today it has this like fire to it of completion. I'm going to be going to my office. Yes, quick question. Chucho. I'm going to be going to my office and making some curtains for like storage, which is a new project for me. I'm going to be staging the space so we can get some pictures of what it looks like inside my studio. Because the space has been such like a private visionary space for me that I feel like I haven't like been ready to really like display it to the public properly. And I've arrived at that point. Next month is the full moon in my first house. So I feel like this month is just like clearing away all the cobwebs and like whatever is like subconsciously holding me back in my process and in my business. And I'm really excited to make the space cozy for people to come in this Wednesday and to present it online more and to get deeper into the Sacred Rhythm Astrology Mentorship course. What do you wear beige color today? So I'm wearing yellow. Are you asking me to wear beige? Is that what you're saying? Or are you asking me if I'm wearing beige? What made you wear beige color today? So I've been trying to wear colors that are very light. I have a sewing machine now, and I don't really know how to sew too well, but my grandparents were seamstresses, and that kind of got lost in the migration to Long Island from the Bronx, Brooklyn, and Queens. Really the Bronx and Queens. Some Brooklyn, but yeah, like I want to sew my own clothes, and I want to wear like light colored clothes as well, because if you think about it, if you wear like dark clothes in the sun, all of the light gets drawn to anything that's dark. And when you wear like black or dark colors, all the energy gets pulled into you. Like think about when you go to the beach and you wear like black, you're gonna absorb all that sunlight. You might even get a terrible sunburn if you're as light skinned as I am. And where if you wear like a light color or a white color, you will not experience that same effect. So I like to wear light colors as much as I can. And today the moon, where is the moon? Today the moon's in Virgo. So this color just felt like it would match that vibe. I'm wearing like a purple leather jacket. I have this like purple leather jacket, which I haven't worn in a while. And a white scarf so that I've got that white covering me. So yeah, I'm just braiding my hair because I don't really have time to care. I treat it because I treat my hair once a week with herbs. Instead of like shampooing it, I treat it with like aloe vera and hibiscus tea leaves. Don't mind the train. Cassia, things like that. Yeah, so I definitely encourage everyone to wear light colors. It's good to support your energetic hygiene. Another good tool is oiling your hair, brushing your hair with a boar bristle brush. They're kind of hard to find. You usually have to buy them online, but that can be really helpful as well, just to keep your hygiene. It's all about energetic hygiene at the end of the day. So my people coming on live, I am just here doing a get ready with me and kind of feeling where people are at, connecting with you guys about the full moon coming up this week. And yeah, just seeing like what's going on in your world, how the energy's vibing with you. I might not be saving this live, so if you've caught it, thanks for being here. What else do we have to share? Learn a new word, energetic hygiene. Yeah, yes, energetic hygiene. Another thing for energetic hygiene is like using herbs to clean the house, clean your home, clean your space. So having charcoal and herbs that are kind of broken up so you can burn them bit by bit. Even if you buy like a sage stick or you buy Palo Santo, having herbs like those and myrrh, frankincense, what other herbs we got? Amber, cedar, there's one I can't remember right now. I can't remember it. Jeez. Kapal. Kapal is a really good herb for cleansing your home and kind of resetting the space. But using herbs to help like center you, ground you, clean the air that you're in is really helpful for energetic hygiene. And when you're doing your prayer work, to use herbs to kind of activate your prayers. Can I show you the plant behind me? Sure. I don't know what it's called, but it's a beautiful plant. We just hired someone to come in and literally take care of our house plants, which is really cool. I've never had somebody like come in and support me with that kind of thing, so that's been really nice. Thanks for being with me here, Chucho. I think I'm going to end this live. Thank you for coming on and saying hello. I'd love to have you in my astrology mentorship course. There's going to be a new episode coming out this week on the podcast, and there's also much deeper work that you can do with me off the podcast. So be sure to check out my website, staralignment.com. And if you want to explore your birth chart in a way that's really shamanic and personal, I've created this course to help you understand how to read your chart. And just the first tier of the course, the slogan that I've come up with is to experience your existence with ease, because that's what learning this information has done for me, is to like cause me to be a lot more grounded in my pace and my trust in life. And also to know what my skills are. I really have a clear understanding of my skills and how I can be of support to people. And I see very clearly how other people shine through their birth chart. And my goal is to help people to be able to see their own gifts and to help the world as a result of that wisdom that they carry, because everybody carries a different wisdom. And I believe that the wisdom that we carry is very personal. And it's a never-ending journey of self-reflection. So I've taken many self-reflective courses that required journaling to myself and guiding myself, thanks to a mirror of a coach. And those experiences have really been the most radical for me. So I've created this course to create a radical experience in your understanding of your birth chart and of life and of time, and to help you to self-diagnose so that you can be empowered to heal yourself. There's nothing wrong with diagnosing yourself. The most important thing is that you're diagnosing yourself with the correct language and tone and belief patterns. Because if you diagnose yourself with something that is incurable, or that is you believe that you don't have a way of solving that, then you will forever suffer with it. So we all have ailments, we all have blind spots, we all have gifts, talents, and the need to survive. Even the wealthy are bound by the work that they must do in the world. We all have work that we're meant to do in the world, and we all have divine timing around when we're capable of doing that work, when we feel inspired to do that work. And I think it's really important to the process of liberating oneself in life from the matrix, from the system that can be very oppressive. I think it's very important that we learn to feel safe in this life and in this body that we have, and to appreciate what it is that we are, what it is that we have to offer. So, I'm very passionate and dedicated to helping people to get more in touch with themselves through nature, through plants, through tea, through simple remedies that keep us going. And it is my gift to you to offer myself. And for you to save time, save energy, along your path of understanding your birth chart, understanding astrology, because it's very personal.
I think because I have my Sun, my Mercury, and my Saturn all in the fourth house of privacy, that my process of understanding myself and the world is done in a very contemplative, from a very contemplative place. And the style of work that I offer is contemplative for you. Like, you do the contemplative work through simple questions, and also just like these modules of understanding astrology incrementally and to exploring your chart incrementally. And if you haven't heard about my course, it's a year long and it started already, but it's only about an hour in so far. So it doesn't, I don't require much of your time to get the downloads and to begin to work with the content. My goal is for you to feel like you have a community in the world, even if it's online. I had a member of the Sacred Rhythm Mentorship Program yesterday. A lot of people in my program right now are actually local to me, which is different. I usually have clients like all over the world, but the people who are currently in the program are close by. And one of them was like, can't we just have a meetup? So like, even though if you don't live close to me in Rhode Island and you join the program, like, or even if you're just a subscriber to my YouTube channel and you're listening to me on Instagram and you're listening to the replay, because I do think I'm going to save this because why not? We will probably be doing a meetup. I mean, it's one of my dreams to do like an act, to do several meetups and to host space like that. So yeah, I just love like having the opportunity to create this community and to support you in the way that I've learned to support myself with astrology. Because I get a lot of people that ask me like, well, how do you do it? And like, what do you believe? And how does that support you? And this is really what the Sacred Rhythm Journey is meant to reveal and to create access to. So let me know if you have any questions. And I would love to connect and to share. All right, well, this was super improv too, and it was my little quick reflection on the Libra full moon and Mercury at the edge of Aries, Mercury coming into Taurus. I did a full video on Mercury and Taurus last week, so I'll post that later on today in my feed and in my stories so that you can see that. Chucho, I hope to see you soon as well. I think I'm going to be doing more lives like this. It's nice to connect. So, yeah. Thanks for joining me for the Super Improv 2 Libra New Moon reflection, like invitation to think back and to be patient with yourself today and forever, always. I hope you have a blessed day too. All right. May you live in alignment now and always.